Blog Talk Radio.
Cutting my music. Welcome to another edition of The Outsiders. I'm here with the best, a little tired, a little jet lag, but I'm here to do a great show with my award-winning co-host, the best award co-host in Blog Talk Radio, Mr. President, and our very good friend, UPT. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
What's up, my brother?
I can't call you UPT.
What's up?
What's going on, UPT? Everything, how everything down in New Orleans, brother?
Slow motion. We taking it slow, you know.
Oh, okay. So you staying in America? That's the theme today, right? Stay in America.
For the time being, we are stable in America. We are going to be content right now.
I'm glad, Fred. I'm glad to hear that, Fred. I'm glad UPT have came to his senses a little bit.
He started really, you know, come back to reality after that Mexican vacation that he had, where he went in to try to sell the team, and he was with a lot of Desimons, and there was a lot of debauchery going on in Mexico. So now he had to come back to reality, and he's slow turning the corner. Hello, somebody, but he'll be back. Hello, preacher.
Hello, somebody. Yeah, I knew it would. I'm very happy to see that our brother is back, and he's staying in America. This is The Outsiders. We're in week three of UE. A lot of surprises that's been going on thus far in the early part of the season. We have one game in play currently right now. It's getting very, very ugly in Baltimore. 23-0 Packers over J. Will and the Ravens. And I know Prez and J. Will are just good buddies, and Prez is, he has a smile on his face right now. So I'm assuming that you're not surprised that Baltimore is heading to 0-3, right?
Absolutely not, because what we do know is birds of a feather flock together. And he is that small segment of the 305 that is trash. It's only a handful of them, and he is in that pocket. He's in that deep, dark hole with the Seahawks as well.
Wow.
So you're right.
Are you
not surprised?
You still were not afraid? You're not surprised?
No, it's not surprising that he's getting dust up. I expect him to have the number one draft pick this year. We don't have anybody who's on auto or who had emergencies to deal with. So I do expect him to be on the clock when we finish the season.
Wow. UPT, anything you would like to say about the Ravens?
Oh, man, it's just the first quarter of the season. 0-3 is not too bad. You just can't get too far behind. You have to start winning some of these games, man. Fight hard. Look forward to the next game. That's all I can tell them.
Well, all I can say is your track record speaks for itself. So, I mean, if you haven't shown nothing in 5-6 months, I don't think you're going to turn the corner anytime. Hello, somebody. I'm just saying.
Hello, somebody. And that's the beautiful thing about having these custom-made coaches. Now you can actually go back and see who's really what, who's winning games. We'll check in on that. We'll keep an eye on those coaches' stats with these career wins right now. And right now we can currently look and see what J. Will is looking like. He has 6 wins in 19 games, but he will be 6-13 after this. So, Fred, he's not the worst right now, but he's getting there.
Well, you know, I mean, it sounds good, but when you're bad, it's bad. So, you know, I don't, you know, it's funny. You know, now we make levels on how bad you are, right? You're not that bad, but you bad, right? You won 6-13. So now we trying to splice it. But at the end of the day, if you're bad, you're just bad. And one thing that I don't do, preacher taught me, is don't hold your tongue. Say something, and I'm going to say it. He's trash, and it's unfortunate. And I feel like we shouldn't spend a lot of time talking about trash. Let's talk about some treasures.
I agree with you on that, my brother. Jay Will, you made your bed, now you're lying in. He's going through with those Ravens. And the crowd was chanting as I watched before we start the show, "We want gold sticks." And they might as well just keep on wishing and hoping, because Gold said he is comfortable in California. Hey, hello, somebody. So he will not come back to Baltimore. He don't even want to be there. It's a mess in Baltimore, Maryland. We're closely getting to week four. The first quarter of the season is almost over. Chris, we do have a few surprises. I agree with you 100%. We do not want to spend time on the guys that are not getting the job done, as you would say. But we do have some teams that are currently 0-3. We have the Bears, 0-3, Colts, 0-3. Saints, UPT, we'll let you speak for yourself, brother, 0-3. And all of the Colts and those Denver Broncos, they are currently 0-3, Chris. The Broncos are 0-3, my brother. Which one of those teams are you the surprised the most to see 0-3 right now? Go ahead, Chris.
It's two teams, and I know we only can pick one, but I'll just be fast. The first team is the Saints, you know, and I think that they're still suffering from the week one hangover when they were up 13 and they were celebrating in New Orleans. They were out there jamming on Mardi Gras with the folks, and things didn't turn out well, and they can't seem to get right. So I'm very surprised about the Saints, because I had a lot of high hopes coming out of the NFC South for the Saints. But everybody knows the man who speaks so loudly but can't back his game up with a Super Bowl win, and that's the Denver Broncos. 0-3, disgusting. I expect more from him, but at the end of the day, sometimes it takes a while for you to see a man's true colors, and maybe this is it.
Wow, I agree. UPT, I'll let you speak lastly on this topic. I want to agree with the Saints. The Saints is a team that is – they're 0-3, but UPT will be one of the first to say it. As you said before, I'm going to echo you. He did blow a lead against you in week one, and he blew a 21-point halftime lead today in Detroit to his arch nemesis, Ill Will. I know the Saints, and now they – yes, and that was very heartbreaking. I've seen UPT in a press conference. He was dejected. Week four, me and UPT will lock up. I'm not going to let up on him. I'm looking to put him out of his misery. I'm very surprised that the Saints are 0-3 right now. The Broncos, I'm stunned, to be honest with you. I'm stunned they're 0-3, but they started out with the Raiders and Browns. They kind of had a bad start, but they didn't even score against the Redskins last night. I'm looking at
a 5-11
team this year.
The Redskins? He couldn't put points up against the Redskins? Oh, my God. Wow. This is a person who's fallen from grace faster than Tiger Woods. And it's amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's looking bad for the Broncos. As I look at this schedule, I'm a Woody Page type of guy. They have Patriots, Chiefs coming up. Patriots, Chargers, Chiefs, Jets, Colts. They might can get on a little run. The schedule is kind of weak down the stretch. So they might can get on a little run, but it's not high hopes coming out of Denver right now. I think they are in a tailspin, and they might just lose to the Patriots in week four. UPT, how would you feel about your Saints? Go ahead and set these 0-3 teams right now.
Well, I'm going to speak first and foremost on my team. Actually, it was a close game. The game was actually over in the first half, 21-0 today against the Lions. Out the blue, the game started going the Lions' way. I can't give it – I have no excuses. Just bad coaching, bad plays. Just all around, just letting them come back and win the game. The first two games prior to that, it was basically the same thing. We're in disarray. We don't know how to tackle. We don't know how to get our game plan in order. We can't prepare. I don't know what's going on. I think it's a lot to do with the owner / coaching right now. A lot of things going on in New Orleans. We're going to get it together, though. With the Broncos, I feel like it's a few teams that just missing a few little pieces just to get over the top. I mean, hopefully they have, you know, say some trades to make some moves. The Broncos need a wide receiver bad. I mean, once he gets that receiver in place or anything else like that, maybe the defense rallies around that and start making some plays. But right now it's looking bad for all these 0-3 teams going to week four.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm going to go ahead and ask the question that everyone is going to be scared to ask in the media. Is it the players are distracted because they know they're on the move? Is that really what's going on UPT? The guys are getting up at halftime, and now maybe they're having a mutiny after week one. Is there rumblings going on in that locker room? Because I am very close to Josh Gordon, agent, and he told me they're just uncertain what their future lies. The city is kind of starting to turn their back on Coach UPT and owner UPT. And just be blunt and frank, as Chris always says, this is the outsiders. This is not for publicity. This is not for PR. We want the truth. Is that what's going on with these players? They're distracted by what's being said about the team.
The only distractions about that was that I didn't confirm that as a negative. We would not be moving to Mexico City. We are going to be in New Orleans Saints for the next 20 years coming. At the end of the day, there's no move coming for the near future for the team. Right now, what's going on is a little disarray. We did release Drew Brees, veteran quarterback, Super Bowl caliber quarterback, and we brought in some raw young talent. We are working with these guys. We are working with basically a free agent defense, a free agent offensive line. We're trying to get these guys in the right place to perform, to make these plays. Right now, we just got to get on the same page. The coaching and the players just need to get on the same page in New Orleans. That's it.
So do you regret releasing Drew Brees? Because it sounds like there's a little regret in your voice.
No regret. At the end of the day, it has to come one day. I mean, he's pushing 40 years old. The guy was, you know, he was great. He was great while he was with the team. But to save some cap and to make some new moves and not to be too late, you know, on this championship run that we're on, you know, we have to make a move. We have to get these new guys in. We have to get them trained up. We got to get them prepared for this run. Maybe not this year, maybe next year, but we're going to get it.
Okay. That sounds a little bit better. 0-3 talking about a Super Bowl run. You got a lot of work to do, and I just don't see those Saints without Drew Brees climbing out the hole. I think it's gonna take you a draft to get you somebody to help you put that team over the top. But I will say this: I have Carson Palmer on the block.
Let me ask you this, Fred. So do you think Dak Prescott, which he is with the Saints now, do you think he is that piece, or they're gonna have to try to go even final quarterback in the draft, because they did invest there a lot of future into Dak Prescott in New Orleans?
Listen, when I spoke to Deion Buchanan and when I spoke to Pat P after that game week one, the stuff that was coming, that they said that they heard coming off the field was of people who just, they have no accountability, right? That's why they blowing these leads, because they think too much finger pointing is going on. Instead of raising your hand and saying it's on me, they pointing at the next man and saying it's on you, and that is creating this kind of disarray that we're seeing. And Pat P said, and like I said, this was after the Saints game, he said, and I quote, that one of the players, he didn't say the name of the players, but one of the players said they are already checked out and they're just ready to go to free agency. I don't know how true that is. But I've heard that some folks just don't believe in the GM and the coaching staff for getting rid of the leader, the rah-rah guy, Mr. Drew Brees, and brought in a guy who's not proven. And maybe you should have, you know, a lot of people thinking that they should have kept Brees maybe for one more year, found a way to give him $10 million or something, keep him for one season to groom Dak. But so he was a fan favorite in the locker room, and a lot of people are still upset about that move.
Wow. UPT.
UPT,
we're going to let you off the hook. We're going to let you off the hook, UPT. We're not going to let you ask any more questions. We know your lawyer. I see your phone blowing up, and my x-ray vision showed me that they told you to stop answering the questions on the show. So we're not going to put you on the spot any longer. We just know the Saints will travel to Minnesota in week four, and the Vikings are hungry to put the Saints marching back to their city in the paper bag. So we're going to be invested for that week four matchup. We definitely will be invested. Now, Prayers, let's talk about the good teams. Like you said, let's not just harp on the ones that are struggling right now. We have a few teams that are playing pretty good football. Obviously, the Super Bowl champs the Cleveland Browns are scoring at a very rapid pace. We're hopefully to get KT on the show one day this week. The Super Bowl runner-up, the Falcons, is currently 3-0. The Raiders are 3-0. The Redskins are 3-0. Perez, as much as you would want to give them a little slack, top seven defensive scoring early in the season, they're 3-0 right now. And also, I think the Jags, they're 2-0. Well, we have a few 2-0 teams that have played today. Perez, are you – if the Cincinnati Bengals for real, Perez, they got to the division round last season, didn't win a playoff game. But are they for real? Are they a team that's going to be in UE playoffs every year that, while they're here with Coach Black?
It's a possibility. Just because the AFC is not full with a lot of talent. And, you know, that's no knock at the AFC or any – well, yes, it is. There's not a lot of talent in the AFC. Okay, so he has an opportunity to make that playoff with KT. And I'm going to put Squid in that category, as well as I think that's it out of the AFC. You know, I might be missing one or two, but I know you know Tobar is hit or miss. Austin is 0-3, and goal stick. So when you look at those folks, it's six spots, and you know the folks who are gonna be there every year. That's Goal, that's KT, that's Black, that's Squid. So that leaves four spots. So that leaves two for the scrubs to get in where they fit in. So, I see nothing coming out of the AFC. And it's funny, I had somebody tell me just the other day from the AFC saying, the NFC, y'all got a weak division over there. Y'all got a weak conference, they said. And I just find that so laughable.
I agree. I think it's very laughable. I don't think the AFC is very strong at all. It's just KT right now. He's playing around, toying around with him. This is how bad it is getting for the AFC. And I want to just put these teams on blast. And I know they're going to say Hills, Prez, UPT. All three of you guys are on the show. Y'all the boys. And y'all are NFC teams. That's right. I will agree with you. We're all going to be a little bit biased. But let's go ahead and dig deeper into the numbers right now. KT has played three games. That's all you can play right now. There's only one team that's giving up more points than him right now. And that's an 0-3 football team. So the point is I'm making here is KT is giving up a lot of points, and he's still undefeated, Fred. So what is that telling you over there in the AFC? If you guys are just letting him – he's letting you score points. He don't care. You score 40, I score 55. You score 55, I score 70. Fred, that lets me know you're 100% right, my brother, as you usually are on this show. The AFC is very weak right now. They don't have anyone that is going to challenge KT. He's playing around. Chris, this guy's won games giving him 43 and 45 points. That's absurd right now, brother.
That's what his defense is giving up, 43 and 45?
Yeah, first two games, 43, 45, and 20 against Richie. He's given up 43, 45, and he won those games, Chris.
Wow. You know,
UPT.
It's
great, bro.
That's despicable.
Well, KT is a great KT. He's a manipulator. That's what he does. He manipulates defenses. He manipulates the offense with his defense. So it's not surprising to see KT give up a little bit, especially with the talent of his Cleveland Browns. He's putting the team together on his own basis. You know, at the end of the day, I expect in the next 2-3 seasons that team will be damn near unstoppable if they don't do something about it now. I mean, once again, the trading, all these things up and down with KT, you're helping make him great. And with the user he is, it's going to be hard to stop him, especially for you AFC guys.
Prez, go ahead, Prez. I know you want to say more than despicable. Go ahead, brother.
No, you know, it's like this, bro. Like, these folks, once again, have fallen victim to the Jedi Knight. And it's nothing more. It's just as simple. He uses the force better than anybody in this league. He can't seem to use it well enough to become multiple Super Bowl champions. But I've heard word on the street that Obi-Wan Kenobi is moving in with him this year to make sure that he becomes not a one Super Bowl winner, but a 2- and 3-time Super Bowl winner. So I expect the AFC and KT to do what he does. And that's just come out of that division and be a winner until somebody steps up and say, you know what, I'm tired. I am tired of sending picks and players to this man, and I know I can't beat him. But yet and still, you find yourself every year in the same spot. Well, KT want to give me this. I think I'm going to give him that. Okay, well, don't complain when KT keep winning the AFC. Until you cut it, until you cut the supply off, it ain't nothing going to change.
You're right. I agree. And this is what I want to say. KT is a legend at UE. He has the most Super Bowl appearances, 8 Super Bowl appearances. He has second, number 2 on the most Super Bowl wins with 3 here in UE. KT's a legend, but eventually AFC guys, and we're not going to slander KT, me and KT. My lawyer is not representing KT. Now when you start winning more, you have to get a real lawyer, KT, and now I lend my lawyer to you. So I'm not going to slander my brother, a client, as a good friend. But you guys in AFC, as Fred said, stop making a fool of yourself. Hello, somebody. Stop thinking those players that look good to you, they're trash to him. It's a reason why he's ready to get rid of John Simon after he got him for 1 year. He was a bum in practice. He couldn't hold his liquor. He's beating on his wife. Now he's in Pittsburgh helping that franchise destroy their defense. KT has to get rid of players. He uses him like he uses them like women, like socks. He gets rid of them quickly after he gets his goods. After he gets his time filled out of them, he gets rid of them. And y'all think you got something valuable when they're used up leftovers. It's time to step up if you want to stop KT from getting the 16 Super Bowls. Because I'm with Fred. I don't see no one out the AFC man enough to stop the KT. Because one, they're littering him with talent. And guess what? He'll have another top 5 pick this year, Fred, because someone will want something off of his team.
And listen, kudos to KT. I mean, this man, this man has no qualms about anybody. There's nobody that's untouchable on this team. You come with him with the right deal, and he's yours. And I respect that. And it doesn't matter who he gives and what kind of turnover, he still finds himself in the same spot every year, and that's competing for a championship. So what that tells you is it's not about the player. It's not about the team. KT is a dog. He is that dog on this game. And there's a few dogs in this league. And I tell you what, I'm trying to euthanize all y'all.
Wow. That is very, very passionate. And it's true, KT is the best right now. He is the best player in UE. There's no one that can say they're better than KT. He's doing it his way. He's got the city on his back now. Like I said, LeBron, the city is not yours anymore. It's Mr. Thomas's. And he is doing what he wants. He's in the bye week. Come back after the bye week. He'll beat the Steelers again. Steelers scored 43 last time and didn't get the win. We know you're not scoring 60 to get that victory over KT. KT is probably trying to go for that undefeated record this season. And it's going to be fun to see the Browns. Like I said, hopefully we get the Super Bowl champs on the show. He is always a great, humble host. A humble guest, Fred. KT talks a lot of junk, but in the production meetings, he's very quiet, very calm. But when the lights come on, he's just very, very dangerous, is all I will say.
Yes, sir. UPT used to have that skill. He used to have that quality about himself, and I really wish he'd get it back, that dog. I don't know where it went, but I wish you find that dog.
Well, let's let him wait till after week 4 before he finds the dog. UPT, find him week 5 and the rest of the season. Week 4, you just continue on doing what you're doing right now, my brother.
Oh, man. At the end of the day, I got a question. Which one of these on 3 teams do you see making the playoffs?
Oh, that's a good question. Very quiet here, brother.
Believe it or not, I hate to say it. You have a weak division. UPC, Bleed is he's good. He beat me, so I must give him that. But respect he will not have after stealing my playoff to practice squad. So I'm going to pick the Saints because I want you to bust his ass for taking my player. I'm talking about when you see him on the street, I'm talking about I want you to beat him. And so, yeah, I'm going to pick the Saints, not just because he's on the phone, because Bleed is my enemy. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody.
Hello.
I'm going to go.
What about you, Hills?
I'm going to go with the Saints because I had the Saints actually winning the division coming into the season, Fred. The Saints, was you was one game out of the playoffs last year, actually. I lost week 17, or you had your actual home playoff game. I don't think the Saints will be – they're not going to win week four, but I think they can win. They can go finish 10-6. I think they can go on a 10-2 run. You're not that far away. When you blow two games, when you're winning them, it's not like you was getting beat. The Falcons just kind of put a beat down on you. But you see them again. You have the Jets, Panthers, Dolphins, Patriots, Giants. Those all winnable after that Vikings game. I see the Saints going on a little run, 10-2 down the stretch, finishing 10-6. And also a team that we haven't talked about much on this show, which we shouldn't be anyway, and they're 0-3, giving up the most points in football right now, is the Colts. DJM, one of the founders. The AFC South is just squid right now. Trap is going to be 2-1 after the event. I think DJM still is a little bit better than Trap. And like Perez said, AFC is not good. So that he can get in at 8-8, I think, this year. I think DJM and UPT are the two teams that 0-3 both will make the playoffs because the NFC is not that good. I mean, not the NFC, the AFC, excuse me, is not that good. And the NFC South is Stu is fool's gold. He's happy right now. He's playing with lottery money. That'll cool off eventually. I like UPT, Perez. I'm not going to like I said, it's not because he's on the show. I'm just going to tell it like it's TIA.
Okay, I got a question. I'm just happening to – well, really, it's not a question. It's a statement. I just want to elaborate on this while it's fresh on my mind. Bleed, I know you in my style, homeboy. I'm watching you watch me. You done made me pan out of the full screen in my broadcast to see who come in the room because I know it's you. When it's only one watcher, I know it's you. I know you want to be me. I you know what I'm saying? This is like the 5-5 heartbeats, bleed. I'm JT. I mean, I'm Eddie. You trying to take my spot. I know you are, boy. You better stop taking my plays, nigga, because when I see you, it's on.
We have 2 minutes on the show. We got to close it out like this. Guys, get your game set up and played. And we will be advancing tomorrow around 7:38 p.m. Eastern time. Get them games set up for week four. We will be posting up their schedule in the chat. We would like to thank our great award-winning co-host on Blog Talk Radio, Mr. President, our brother UPT from another. I can't stand him right now because we're going to be bucking heads pretty soon, but he's still a brother. Nonetheless, guys, get your games played. Like I said, we will be passing along messages throughout the chat. I think week four will be Color Rush week. It depends. I don't know what's going to happen. Get your games played. Like I said, it's all about the UE. Also, we're going to have a trade special show pretty soon. That's Prez, baby. He's always been in the production meetings talking to Joe about it. We're going to get a list with UPT as well, talking about the players that need to be moved, who needs to make moves, maybe the Colts, maybe the Saints, if they have trades. We're going to talk all about that once again. And hopefully, KT, make some time for the show. You acting like you're busy. We've seen you on Good Morning America. You were terrible, by the way. Make time for the outsiders. We know that you're the champion, UE.
Yeah, KT, I need you on the show, bro. I know you hanging out with Billy Bush, and I know y'all just hanging out because, you know, he egging you on to do the wrong thing, but I need you to do the right thing and get on this outside. You know what I'm saying? So tell Billy Bush you can't hang out this week. Tell LeBron you ain't coming to the game. I know you sit courtside, and I get it. You're a champ now. You own the city. But come on, man. Get on the show.
and for me, just apologize to the city of New Orleans for the first quarter of the season. We're going to change it. We're going to get it back together. Hold that. Let's go.
Wow. That's what we like to hear on the outside of Hills, Prayers, UPT. Get your games played. It's all about the UE, and we're out.